NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast, Monday evening, August 17th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up.
Reploid plans? Stock split at a ratio of 1 to 15. Reploid Group AG plans to split the company's shares at a ratio of 1 to 15 to enhance tradability. The resolution will be submitted to the annual general meeting on September 14, 2026. CEO Philip Power aims to make REPLOID stock more accessible for retail investors by reducing the price per share. The stock split will increase the number of shares from 110,881 to 1,663,215 without issuing new shares.
Schott Pharma advances climate action with updated science-based climate targets. Schott Pharma, a pioneer in drug containment solutions, advances climate action with updated science-based climate targets. The targets, validated by the Science-Based Targets Initiative, focus on energy efficiency, emission reductions, and sourcing renewable energies. The company's commitment to reducing greenhouse gas emissions across its value chain is reinforced, prioritizing impactful measures for a sustainable future. Investor news breaks. Atlas Lithium Corporation remained on track for first NEVS lithium production in Q4 2027. The project aims to produce 150,000 tons annually, with strong interest exceeding planned capacity. With an impressive 145% IRR and 11-month payback, the project is progressing well in engineering, construction, and partner contracts. Atlas Lithium expects to create over 5,000 jobs in Brazil's Jequitinhonha Valley.
Investor news breaks. Largo Inc. reported 68.5% revenue growth, higher vanadium production in Q2 2026. Largo Inc. announced a 68.5% revenue growth in Q2 2026, reaching $44 million, with increased vanadium production. The company reported a net loss of $22.70 million, citing non-cash items and higher costs. Largo secured a $60.10 million delivery order from the U.S. Defense Logistics Agency and began copper PGM concentrate production at its Moracás Mention mine. Vanadium pricing saw a 45.8% increase from the previous year.
Food Expo and concurrent fairs attract over 520,000 visits, setting all-time record. The Food Expo, Beauty and Wellness Expo, and Home Delights Expo, organized by the Hong Kong Trade Development Council, HKTDC, attracted over 520,000 public visits, setting a record high. Per capita spending reached HK$1,685, reflecting strong demand for gourmet food, healthy living, and quality home products. The fairs brought together over 1,850 exhibitors from more than 30 countries, showcasing the latest trends in health and wellness.
Investor news breaks. Surface Metals Inc. participated in fast metal products in global economies. And if you look at the patterns of U.S. Metals Inc. products in Global X Inc., it comes from 10 to 15%. And we see the results causing a different metal on what makes it complex. The event focused on lithium and battery materials, supply chain developments, and critical minerals. President and CEO Steve Hansen engaged with industry participants, investors, and strategic partners to discuss the company's Clayton Valley Lithium Project and strategy for advancing domestic critical mineral resources amid growing electrification and energy storage demands.
Green energy breaks. American Fusion Inc. appoints digital finance executive Samson Lee to board. In a recent development, Green Energy Breaks announces the appointment of Samson Lee, a digital finance executive, to the board of American Fusion Inc. Lee brings over 25 years of experience in technology, capital markets, and digital assets. His expertise is expected to support corporate governance, strategic partnerships, and international business development for American Fusion. Lee's appointment aligns with the company's goals for growth and expansion in Asia. China releases plan to modernize coal industry in 5 years. China has unveiled a plan to modernize its coal industry in the next 5 years. The National Energy Administration and the National Development and Reform Commission will accelerate the upgrading and optimization of the domestic coal sector during the 15th five-year plan period. This move could impact companies like Frontera's North America Inc. that are reshaping the coal industry.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.